Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Athens! What's going on? Dukes and Belton Chuckery live in Athens for today's parade. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! We're here at Grindhouse. We're going to have a great time this afternoon. Getting ready for the celebration. John Chuckery, what's up, man?
It's Bulldog Chuckery.
Chuckery. My man Mike Bell is here. I got to give a big shout-out, first of all, before we get started, because all this would be possible without Eric, our on-site engineer, Mike, all these guys showing up super early. Listen, I don't know about you guys. If you're headed up to Athens, traffic for us this morning was not necessarily that bad. But we know as the afternoon goes on, it will become a little bit more congested. We're going to talk about this team, guys, the parade, Kirby, everything Dogs today over the next four and a half hours. Mike Bell, I know you were here last night, man. The atmosphere, what's going on?
Oh, electric. It's so much fun. I ran into like a bunch of guys, class of 88, class of 72, class of 2006. Everybody's in town. Needless to say, all the students are in town, too, because they're back from like the break. So, brother, last night, I want to give a shout-out to Ronnie, who just got me here literally by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Ronnie, our Uber driver. Anyway, last night, Adrian was a huge listener. All the guys I ran into this week are Dukes and Bell listeners. And they, so Ronnie's last words to me is, tell Chuckery, stop being so angry. But anyway, we really appreciate it. But electric vibe last night. There's gonna, I can't imagine how many people, like 93,000 people have tickets for the celebration. But there's probably, I don't know if there's going to be 200,000, 300,000. How many people are going to make it? It's going to be bananas already. People on the street lining up for the parade.
Yeah, and trying to, you know, get their spots. Now, Braves fans, you guys remember this. I mean, we 60, 70 days ago, right, we were going through this. And everybody was posting up in various places. Whether you were in Midtown, Downtown, Mike and I, we were at a Cobb Galleria. Everybody was trying to get a spot. And I think this will be the same thing today because you want to acknowledge this team. But I want to ask you guys this. We got all day to talk about all the stuff that we want to get into. Did we ever think we'd be here? Did you ever think in the time that you've been in Georgia that you'd see this? Because forever, all we ever heard, John and Mike, was they can't get it done. Right. And whether it was Coach Rick, right, you're Donning, you can go back. It doesn't matter who the coach was. But the reasons were similar for the programs, as even though the coaches changed. And now we're here. We're finally champions.
I got here when Ray Goff was coaching. And God bless. Opening up his Zaxby's.
Thank you, John. You're a good dog. Hey, come down here to Moultrie and get me a Zaxby's down here. Got my snakeskin boots on.
But anyway, you could see when Kirby got here that the culture changed, that right. Mark Richt brought so many good players in and developed some things, but you could see, you could tell a difference, couldn't you, in the first couple of years that Kirby and the culture, look, he'd come back home, you know, he is a Georgia guy, he's a Georgia alum. You could tell that the culture had changed, and then as you saw that recruiting, it was just a matter of, I think it was just a matter of time. I think we all thought that, okay, there's no program better set up to be the next Clemson than what the University of Georgia is.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about this the other day, Mike, about Clemson and their run from 2015 to 2020. You get two national championships. You're in the college football playoff right. multiple times. You're winning the ACC every year. And I said, you know, over the next 5 years, if Georgia does that, if they get another natty, if they win the SEC championship, you know, three of the next 4 years or whatever it might be, is that satisfactory? Is that enough? Or are we going to be greedy and say Kirby has to win multiples?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think for most Georgia fans, they can say I can die happy now. That's a mission accomplished. Yeah. But I just think the mission is still to win multiples because yeah. you've got this machine we talked about. You and I worked. Our first show was July of 2014. We tried to get into Georgia. He goes, what's Georgia? I go, Georgia's Clemson. Clemson's Georgia. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn from East Ventura. But it was just a matter of who's going to get there first. Well, Clemson got there first. Dabo's built the machine. Now Dabo's got to pivot because he lost some assistants. It's like Bobby Bowden, had everything in place.
Right.
Kirby is in a great spot. Kirby's going to lose Dan Lanning. Doesn't miss a beat. You got Shulman. You got Muschamp's probably an upgrade. You could argue. So Kirby's in a great spot right now. I mean, I think I can't see Todd Monken losing his job anytime soon. So he's got the guys. He's got a staff. They recruit like Banshees. Carl. Everything is in place for Georgia again. The worm will turn. It finally turned. I think you could realistically say they can win one or two more in the next couple of years. I don't want to be green, so Georgia Penn's going to be five. But, look, Saban is the gold standard. And the good news is Saban's going to retire at some point. And well, Kirby's only 46.
Yeah.
Kirby's only 46.
Yeah. I think the other thing is just when you look at the foundation, from the recruiting, you're bringing in top-tier talent. Now you're bringing in five-star quarterbacks. You're coaching those guys up. Those guys are getting better. You're developing an NFL culture. All of the things that your program has to get to what Clemson is. Look, there's not an ounce of lacking of facilities down the street there.
Right.
They've got everything
in place.
He's
got the resources that other predecessors never had.
And so you've got everything in your favor, and now you beat Alabama. Now you beat the dragon that took the kryptonite chain off of your neck and finally beat Alabama. I think that was the final step. And think about, guys, last couple of years, we haven't really – this year, like SEC title game, playoffs, everything, we never had that – Kirby stubbed his toe moment coaching or anything like that, right? We didn't have a storyline of, well, he tried a fake punt or whatever. We didn't have one of those moments out of Kirby. I think that's the other thing, too, is just knowing your talent and you're not taking yourself as part of the story and costing your team. It's all of those things that have now pushed Georgia into – is he the third best coach in college football right now, Kirby Smart?
I mean, shoot. You're there. I mean, now you.
Yeah.
By the way, what's that raise going to look like? We'll talk about that later in the show.
Yeah.
$10 million, that's like a nice round number.
$100 million, I mean, that's going right.
So if you say the third, you're obviously saying Saban, Dabo, yeah. Mm-hmm. and then Kirby. And again, I have no problems with that because now they all have national championships.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell. John Chuckery's hanging out with us. We're live in Athens, guys, at Grindhouse. We're going to be giving away Academy $50, Academy and Outdoors, $50 gift certificates every 30 minutes starting at around 11:30. So if you're coming through, you can register to win and have a chance to win $50.
I was out there the other day on Tuesday after the game. They opened up from midnight to 3 a.m. and had to throw people out at 3 a.m. in Academy Sports.
Buying gear?
Yep. They opened back up at 9. We were out there, and honestly, you'd have thought it was December 23rd or 24th out there. Like, the parking lot was full. We got there about 10:45. We left at 2. Parking lot never slowed down from being full. They were selling. People coming out with 3 and 4 and 5 bags of stuff in there. It was a great environment over there. They got all kinds of gear over there.
Speaking of great gear, Merry Christmas. Carl got me some Johnny Black.
Our
buddies at Twin Peaks the other day.
You.
But more importantly, guys, let's present Carl with some World Series Game 6 dirt from Houston.
Nice.
Carl, you might laugh. You scoffed when I bought this.
I just don't want to use it for seasoning.
Well,
I don't want to wrap it
up. Don't put that on your steak.
Put that on my ribs.
But in a year where the Georgia Bulldogs have won the national championship and the Braves have won the World Series, it's mixed with the tears of Astros fans. Enjoy.
I love it.
You spent time in H-Town.
I love it.
So there is
Did
Game 6
here?
Dirt.
Did that just get here?
It arrived like a week ago.
Okay.
All right, wait a minute. It does look like real dirt. I wasn't sure what it
is. It's either that or paprika.
I wasn't sure. People were making fun. Braves 7, Astros nothing. Braves win series 4-2. This is the label on the back of this. This is cool. It's got the official
somewhere
baseball
that dirt,
emblem.
Somewhere that those little tiny particles of dirt were looking at Soler's home run over the wall. And so, brother,
sweet.
I just think I've always said to Carl that so much of the Georgia fan base is Braves fans.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're diehards, and yep. I think the same fathers and sons you see at Braves games celebrating the World Series, same guys who were crying on Monday night. So Carl, there you go. So now it's all comes together.
I love it. Thank you, man. That's awesome. You've been talking about that for like 3 months.
When you
ordered it, I was like, stop playing.
Don't put it on your steak.
That's my issue.
Yeah, don't put it in the herb rack. No, it doesn't go there.
So we're giving away Academy $50 gift certificates again, starting around 11:30. You can come out, register to win, guys, and we'll do that pretty much every 30 minutes. Until we get done here this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Let me ask you guys this. Stukes and Bell, John Chuckery's hanging out. It's a parade, guys. We're celebrating the dogs today. Parade begins at 12:30 at the corner of South Lumpkin and Pinecrest, which it really is the Butts Mears building,
right,
is where it's going to begin. And then it's going to head down to the stadium. So lots of stuff going on today. Developing talent. We talked a lot about this. And now, you know, can we throw this out the window as well? Because look how many guys are going to the league from Georgia. And I want to take you guys back. The end of the Mark Richt era, they're not sending anybody to the NFL. If you go back and remember.
Nobody in that last draft class.
We're talking about being drafted
in the first
rounders,
round, right.
High first rounders. And then Kirby comes in. And based on the recruiting, the development, and even though you weren't winning national championships, you're sending guys to the league. And now, can he say the same thing Saban says? You want to go to the league? Come. You want to go? You want to be a first rounder? Isn't that part of the pitch now? Because everybody says it was, but now just go look at all the guys that are in the league.
Well, think about too. You have to navigate the transfer portal. So you had Darian Kendrick come over from Clemson,
right,
coming over to Georgia to be a part of all this. So that's going to be the other one thing that Kirby has done really well since he's gotten here is the defensive side of his football. Mike, guys have stayed. Guys have not gone. Offensively, they've had guys go to the NFL. Defensively, those guys have always come back. Does that change with a national championship where some guys say, okay, we got our natty, let's start moving to the NFL? Because the thing about today's college football, though, Mike, is you have to navigate the transfer portal. I mean, that's becoming obvious, is that the movement of players, like we said, Darian Kendrick, you're going to get guys that are going to want to come here even more now that say, you know, I was pretty good in this situation over here, but, man, they're turning the corner. They're going to win a national championship down here.
Well, we've got a good buddy of ours, Corey Miller, does radio in South Carolina. He played at the University of South Carolina, played for the Giants for 10 years. He sounds like Michael Clark Duncan.
He's got a real deep voice.
Down here. So his son, Christian, was one of those linebackers who got injured in the 2016 season, right? We went to like five linebackers, all got hurt. His son eventually made his way to the NFL. But Corey, like so many guys, dads, moms we've talked to, kids go to bed. They talk about going to Kirby's office. Kirby sits down, press the button, the door closes behind you, and like you really feel like you're with Don Corleone. And then Kirby lays it out, and he says, if your son does the work and does the grade, keeps his grades up, he's going to the NFL. That's basically what Kirby is selling. But now, because Saban's already perfected that, you just touched on it. I think Kirby can do the same thing. The mechanisms are all in place. Look, Mark Richt could have won a national championship in 2012.
Could have.
Came up short. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. But now Kirby's time. Kirby's got the resources. John, you touched on it. Everything that the predecessors maybe kind of could lack, he's got it. And now it's a matter of Kirby just maintaining. And you said it sells itself. Championships sell themselves. It's in place. So, yes, long answer to a short question. You can get multiples now.
And Kirby's a dog.
Correct.
Kirby's a Georgia Bulldog.
Lives anywhere.
Right. I mean, that. I think there is something to this is a guy that was here. He's from the state. He played here. I think there is something to that. I mean, look, for Phil Fulmer, Steve Spurrier, guys that won national titles at their alma mater.
It matters.
There's something to
right.
that.
Right, yeah. It mattered. I don't disagree with that. And that's why, you know, someone asked me, when you win chips like this and you elevate your status, you become a hot commodity, right? And people come after you. But is there a better job right now? There isn't. And so from a college football perspective, this is why Dabo's not going anywhere. He built it. He's not going anywhere. They're doing fine. Alabama, everybody talks about Saban going back to the NFL. It's not happening. He's a college coach. He will be until he retires. And Kirby Smart right now, for what it's worth, there's not a job around the country that is better than right here in Athens.
Right.
Yeah. There just isn't. So he's not going anywhere. And, you know, I'm sure they'll have a new clause in there that'll, you know, say, hey, you got to pay us back $50 million if you leave.
Right.
But I don't think that's our concern.
We've got 5 hours, or 4 hours and 50 minutes of work, but we'll get into it because I think it's going to be a Jimbo Fisher type deal. I think that's coming.
Okay. 90 million?
Yeah.
Maybe
north of that.
Yeah. I think 10 for 10, 100.
Well, guys, we are going to relive the moments of the national championship. We're going to hear from N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis, all these guys that will be honored today, Kirby Smart. And last night, the list started to trickle out. There are a bunch of guys that have declared, and we're going to talk about that as well, because that changes how you're looking at this team moving forward. But the one guy that we still don't know what he's going to do is Stetson Bennett. And I think that is something we've got to discuss. We're going to do it when we come back. We're live in Athens. We're at Grindhouse, guys. Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery hanging out. The parade is today. It's a celebration on Sports Radio 92.9. It is Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery, live in Athens. And thanks for all the folks coming out here, man. Early, y'all hanging out. Appreciate you guys coming out here. Grindhouse is where we're at, guys. South Rumpkin, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
We got a studio.
Good to see our listeners out here,
early
man.
Out here.
Boy.
Must be a parade.
There it is right there.
Must be a parade coming.
There is a parade, and it's happening at 12:30 today, literally right down the street from
and
us.
And people are already lined up. I mean, literally, Carl, take it over an Uber. There are people already getting their real estate ready for the show.
It's great, man. I'm tweeting out this dirt. So Chris, all right, our engineer.
Literally, by the way, literally dirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, not like a rumor in any
way. But I'm going to tweet this out so Chris, you can put it up on our page. But I finally received my Christmas gift from Mike. Literally for 2 months I've been hearing, I'm going to get you the dirt. I'm going to get you the dirt. So, I listen, this is great. It's going to go up there right next to my Brave stuff for the World Series, man. So,
nice.
All right, guys. We're talking about what this team is, the celebration, all things Georgia right now. As you know, we revel in this excitement of where this program is. And, guys, the big elephant in the room is Stetson Bennett. Now, he's got time, right? He doesn't have to make a decision today. It's not like he's going to sit, you know, in the middle of Sanford Stadium and go, I'm coming back.
Yeah, he's busy serving chicken at the
You know what? I got to be honest, though. In front of 93,000 people.
Would it be cool?
It would ruin the moment, but it would be funny if Stetson goes, all you didn't believe in me. All you guys want to see JT Daniels. He goes, go blank yourself like Rod Burgundy.
And drop the mic.
Actually, could you imagine if he stood in front of that crowd and he said, I'm back.
I know.
Or he goes, I know. I'm taking my skills to Auburn.
But that's the thing. I mean, you want to talk about a moment, right? I mean, I got one thing to say. So we'll see. But here's the question. And we don't know what this team is going to look like, obviously, with spring ball and all that stuff, and we've got time to discuss it. But let's just talk about Stetson Bennett. I've said to Mike, John, I think it's one of the greatest stories in sports, okay? And I'm not just talking about football, basketball, sports. 10 years, 20 years from now, if you were to say, hey, you remember that? And you start talking about this story, it's, you know, we've been saying it's a movie. That's
a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale ending for the way everything went forward.
It absolutely is. So with that said, why come back? If it is a fairy tale ending, right, and you've just read your story to your son or your daughter, and, oh, Dad, it's a happy ending, and you close the book and you say goodnight, right, and the kid goes to sleep, and they dream, that's what we just witnessed. Why come back?
To win a second? To take this team to back-to-back? I think if he wins a second title, he can move past Herschel in the hearts and minds of Georgia fans.
He can come back, by the way, guys, because of COVID.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Everybody's got that exemption.
So he could be back for a sixth year, if you remember, and that's what this is all about. So we have a lot of players around the country who are trying to make this decision. Mike, should he come back?
I think that, and you'll hear the conversation we had with David Green a little bit later in the show, but David said, and, you know, he knows, he's speaking from experience, he goes, if I'm him, out. You're never going to have more marketability than right now. And, again, I don't know what the NFL would hold for him. I would think probably late round if undrafted, right?
Couldn't he make more money staying here, getting NIL deals
I would
than
think,
going to the NFL?
Where was he serving chicken?
Raising Cane. He was a Cane's chicken.
So they're going to do a deal with him?
Well, I would
somebody
think.
He already got, is it Great Clips or one of the haircut places, one of the haircut chains.
Sport Clips.
Yeah, one of those already came to him talking to him about doing a deal. So he probably could honestly make more money just staying here on campus than he could being, an undrafted free agent in the NFL.
We were joking around with David Green yesterday because, Green and Stinchcombe have an insurance business now. I'm like, hi, everybody. I'm Stetson Bennett IV. I mean, think about the dog pants with lineup. I've got life insurance with Stetson Bennett. I mean, that's generally where it would go. But you're right, John. Right now, you could argue if he wants to stay, I would say this. Kirby likes consistency. Kirby, he knows what he's got. Say what you want. Stetson just won you a natty. He is a known quantity.
Yeah.
We hear all the hype about, you know, let's be honest, all the recruits have come in from Beck, and Beck never even saw the field this year, let's be honest, right? And you put the kid right down the street. You know, you've got all these guys. So now it's Gunnar Stockton, right, or Vandegrift. Honestly, if you're Kirby Carl, I know what I've got with this guy.
You do.
So Bobby Bowden won second national championship with a 26-year-old Chris Winkie.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Winkie went and played baseball in the minor leagues. Bobby Bowden's a joke. He's the only guy who's got a minivan because he's got kids. You know, so it's just – there is something to be said for the idea of stability. You know what you've got when you bring a guy like Stetson back.
So are you saying if you're Kirby, you say we'd like to have you back?
But this is the great debate. A lot of Georgia fans, guys we spoke with last night, think Kirby probably had a sit down with him, John, and said,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, this is as good as it's going to get.
Right.
And I've got other guys in the pipeline. And now, with all due respect, I've got to get my Deshaun Watsons and Trevor Lawrences in here now.
Well,
even further.
And that's what I was going to ask you is, let's say he says, I'm coming back. How's that change your quarterback room?
You're going to lose people in droves.
JT Daniels will be gone. Carson Beck's going to go. So those two guys, I can tell you, are going to
be gone. But JT can't transfer. He's going to sit for you. JT's going to sit.
I understand that, but he's not coming back to Georgia. After this, he's not coming back to Georgia.
Are you saying under the premise of him coming back or not coming back?
If Stetson Bennett comes back, then you're looking at, you've got Gunnar Stockton and Brock Vandegrift. You've got two highly touted five-star quarterbacks. One's already here. One's coming in. Do you lose one of those guys if Stetson Bennett comes in? Because how do you have a – you can give me lip service about quarterback competition. If Stetson Bennett comes back, how are you going to tell Stetson Bennett we're having a quarterback competition for a guy who just led you to a national championship? I mean, you can have that lip service talk and all that kind of stuff. How do you have a legitimate quarterback competition?
You don't. You can't. He is the established starter coming back if he decides.
Right.
Okay. And here's the deal. For Georgia fans and for me right now in this moment, as a fan, I want him back for exactly what you're talking about. He knows what he's doing. You trust him.
Right.
If you don't trust him now, I don't know what it's going to take for you to trust him if you're a dog fan. And to Mike's point, he brings stability. So from a fan's perspective, I'm like, the best way for us to get back is for him to come back.
Right.
But then the other side of me is like, man, I don't know. Because you know what? Because you come back, John, and you play bad or you have a bad spell, okay? And it could easily happen, right?
And Alabama's better than you right now.
Yes, they are.
As you go to the next
And then it becomes something else. So part of me, again, the fan is like, bring comeback, stability, best chance to win again next year. But then the other side of me is like, I just don't know.
So if I told you the preseason top three is going to be Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, that's going to be your preseason top three. Now, you may be able to mix that up a little bit, but Bama's got the two best players in college football coming back next year. So Alabama's got their Heisman Trophy quarterback. See that kid at Ohio State, C.J. Stroud, and all those guys are coming back with him, Jigba and Henderson and all those guys. Those guys are all coming back. Wouldn't you, if you're Kirby Smart, want my upperclassman quarterback coming back because that's the kinds of competition that are ahead of you. The thing about those two schools ahead of you, they've got two of the three best college players in all the country. And C.J. Stroud, I think C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Bryce Young. That's the three best guys in America coming back this year.
Right.
Those are going to be the two teams in front of you. Wouldn't you want Stetson Bennett back?
Absolutely.
Because your defense may not – defense gave up 10 points a game. That's unheard of.
But
that's better than the 80 dogs.
You're turning over your defensive line. The good news is you've got some guys coming back. Chris Smith committed to coming back in the secondary. But
they'll still be great.
But
this was a story.
And again, we're enjoying the moment. We're celebrating today. But Alabama going into next season has got so this year Alabama was younger and Georgia was older. And next year, you're going to flip that script. So to John's point, you got a guy. I know what I'm getting from this guy. He might be a little guy. He might be 5'11 in heels. But Carl, he can make all the throws. He knows what to do.
And he's been in the moment.
He's done.
And he's won
exactly.
He's won it in the moment.
But then again, you got Georgia fans. We're joking around. Georgia fans, no sooner you win the national championship, he needs to move on. We're going to lose Brock Vandegrift. I'll hang up and listen. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
Yeah. Here's my thing with that.
Donuts. We're going to make more donuts. There'll be more guys coming to Georgia. Unless you feel, because, and it's like a blip on the radar now, but because what happened with Fields and everybody else, do you feel that Kirby doesn't want to have the superstar quarterback? He'd rather have that McElroy, A.J. McCarron type.
Well, we don't know if Brock Vandegrift is going to be a superstar. And here's the thing for me. I always want proven versus unproven. I'll give me a proven guy over unproven every day. Tell me about all the rookies in the NFL that get in the NFL and take teams to Super Bowls. It doesn't happen. You know who's going to Super Bowls? Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady's and the guys that have done it and been there. You have to have proven, experienced guys. So for me, it's not even the argument of I want to see Brock Vandegrift. I don't know what he is. I know what Stetson Bennett is. I just saw him in the biggest moment. Guys got stoned. So
and Vandegrift, by the way, for what it's worth, Carson Beck couldn't get the job done to the point where the coaching staff was comfortable with him leapfrogging someone.
Right.
You know, like we talk about, you know, Trevor Lawrence, first year, goes and does it. That wasn't happening with Vandegrift for whatever reason. I just think Kirby is – there's a bit of conservative when it comes to quarterback play with Kirby. I think we all know that. He'd rather go with, as we said, the proven entity versus the giant question mark.
All right, guys. Can we hear from Stetson Bennett, Chris? Because this was him after winning, and he was trying to talk about his emotions. Listen, everybody was trying to grab him on the field, right? I mean, everybody's like, Stetson, Stetson, Stetson. So some of this stuff, you know, kind of got lost in translation. But here's some of the things that he said after winning the national championship.
You know, it hadn't hit me yet. I guess it hit me a little bit on the sideline. But, you know, no, I can't articulate it. I'm not that smart.
And he was being, as Mike says, truculent when he said
modest,
that.
Right.
Because he obviously could he knew exactly what he wanted to say. I think in the moment he didn't want to be a jerk. But it was a prove-it moment, and it was.
Oh,
he could have absolutely gone in and said, hello, you know, but he didn't. And he stayed humble, which I think people dug. And here's the other thing. Chris, let's play him talking about celebrating winning this title.
Well, I think we might celebrate a little bit tonight here in Indy first, but
if we can ever get out of here.
But I can't. I hadn't seen my family yet. I just want to go hug their neck. You know, they're the ones, you know, who've been in my corner the entire time, always supported me. So that's what I'm looking forward to right now.
And of course, that was an Indy, guys. Right after the game, you hear Kirby in the background. If we can ever get out of here.
First, there's going to be some property damage tonight here in Indianapolis. I'll hang up and listen. No, man, I just think it's you know, the good news is for Georgia, it's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
Your next
first world problems.
Correct. If your next guy up is going to be the man, I think, and I think in other programs, Carl, I do, and this is not a knock on Kirby, I just think in other programs, Vandegrift would have definitely had a better shot to get the job. I think Kirby, not that it was slanted, but I just think he knows what look, JT Daniels could get back on the field with a better arm. Now, he doesn't move like Stetson. I just think he checks all the boxes for Kirby. That's why I wouldn't rule out him coming back.
I hope he does. Like I said, the fan in me, I hope he does. I think he makes your team better.
Right.
To John's point, if you are 1, 2, or 3, whatever the circumstances are going into the preseason, you are a contender with him at quarterback.
And we've seen it before. Matt Leinart came back to try to win another national title at Southern Cal. He could have gone. He may have, I don't know, I want to say.
Lost hurt. Money?
Yeah. I don't know if he hurt his draft stock, but, I mean, he certainly had a chance to go to the NFL, and he said, yeah, let's come back. I got Reggie Bush and Lindale White and all of us come back.
Do you think Stetson would get drafted?
No.
I mean, late round, somebody on a flyer. The teams like the Falcons or Carolina, it's hard to see somebody committing a high draft pick.
We've seen better quarterbacks not get drafted than Stetson Bennett.
Correct.
So I don't think he gets drafted.
Yeah, I agree. It's Dukes and Bell, John Chuck.
Poor guy can't get any love.
We're out here live at Grindhouse, guys. South Lumpkin right here in Athens. We're getting ready for the parade. It's going to happen today, 12:30. And then they'll make their way down to the stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to continue to talk about this chip and what it means for Georgia. When we come back, though, we got NFL playoffs this weekend as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. Stay right there at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery. We're live in Athens. It's a celebration today.
Make some noise, studio audience. Come
it's
on, studio audience.
It's a parade
audience.
Day for our Georgia Bulldogs.
I love this. I love this.
And I love winning chips. That's what I love. I love excellence. I love the fact that we all come together, and this is what we've all been wanting. And, you know, every time you get denied, it hurts a little bit, right? It takes something out of you every time you come up short. And you think about all the years that Georgia's come up short for whatever reason. I think David Green came on yesterday, and you'll hear it later in the show, when he said when Stetson made, you know, the fumble.
Right.
And dog fans across the country like, here we go again.
Remember we had Pollock on? Pollock's like, I know, Mike, you quit. You quit. You bailed on this team when Stetson fumbled that ball. Well, first off, by the way, we really haven't had to talk about this because, sidebar, doesn't really matter. We won the natty. But the ACC officials going to ACC. Oh. They're the worst referees in major college football. And again, If you're a Georgia Tech fan, a Florida State fan, you know this. And that crew, my God, they're the worst of the worst. So, Carl, I mean, Bryce Young's pass is a fumble, and, you know, vice versa. It's just, I don't know, man. But anyway, but I was like so many people. You felt, here we go. This is where the wheels come off for Georgia. But guess what? And how about the fact that Munkin, when they get the ball back after the touchdown, they don't run the ball. They don't get conservative. They put the ball right back in Stetson Bennett's hands.
Yeah.
Well, that's confidence.
Well, and John, here's the thing, too, about that moment. And it just signifies, again, we're talking about the letdowns and being here today and knowing that you're going to have thousands upon thousands of Georgia fans celebrating this team and this program. But they came out of that. Munkin, he was aggressive. It wasn't we're going to hand the ball off to Zeus because he just made a mistake. He's throwing the ball down the field. I thought that took a lot of stones to do that.
I agree. You know, the funny part is Todd Munkin may be the most popular coach on Georgia this year. I mean, think about there's been no backlash about the OC in the games. I mean, the game against Michigan, he called a masterpiece against Michigan. I mean, he's been terrific. I mean, that's the kind of guy that is going to be interesting because – head coaching job or an NFL assistant or whatever. He obviously has NFL background. It's going to be interesting to see how long they keep because he was a huge asset to Kirby Smart this year. And I think you see that trust from Kirby into Todd Munkin because let's face it. I mean, the idea is just like Nick Saban evolved first on defense with the personnel that he brought. You know, there's no more Marcel Darius and Mount Cody's and Mark Barron's right. on defense.
True.
You know, it's guys that can move all over the field. And then, obviously, once Lane Kiffin got there, their offensive – Matt, imagine if they'd have had this kind of offensive thought when it was Ridley and O.J. Howard and some of those guys back in the day if they'd hit then. But now you
or
see
how about
Georgia.
With Jake Fromm?
Right.
I mean, Chaney, no, let's be honest, Carl.
Right.
Chaney was not really making anybody happy here in Athens with the play call.
And that's what you see now with Todd Munkin is developed. You've got to get 21st century with it. And just the idea of the way he calls a game and the game plan. Look, he knew his quarterback inside and out. That's another thing about this, Carl. Is
you're right.
You look at the Michigan game, he called a masterful game to take those two terrific first-round NFL defensive ends out of that game. Go east-west, short throws, quick throws, just doing things that kept those guys off balance. He was magnificent, I thought, in both of those playoff games with Todd Munkin.
I agree. You talk about a Michigan team that had two of the best edge rushers in college football that had no consequence on the game.
Well, neutralized completely.
So I think, you know, he deserves a lot of credit. And to your point about trusting the quarterback, developing your quarterback, putting him in a position to be successful, Todd Munkin did all of those things, guys. And my thing going into the season, John and Mike, was – where's the vertical passing game, right? And they showed that in these playoff games. They showed it against Michigan.
Right.
The pass to James Cook down the sideline, Pickens down the field, stretched the defense. And that was one of my biggest concerns. Last year was like they didn't do enough of that. And then I'm watching LSU the year before just stretch the field. You see it now in the NFL with Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow. And then Alabama doing it with, you know, Mac Jones.
Jason Williams and everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, stretching the field. Jones throws for like 50 touchdowns. Georgia, that's what I wanted to see, but they did it. They picked their spots, but they did it, and I think they had to do it to attack Alabama the way they did. Stoops and Bell, John Chuckery hanging out with us. Real quick, guys, as we talk about this, go ahead. You want to?
No, I was just going to say, I want to thank our college football sponsors over the course of the season, Piedmont Bank, Jersey Mike's, Dos Equis Racetrack, D. Geller & Son, Chattanooga Whiskey, Domino's Kroger, Hudson Grill, Car Putty. A lot of great folks that were with us all season long for college football coverage. So thanks to all of them for being a part of our show all season.
Absolutely.
You integrated that as seamlessly as a NASCAR driver. I'm very impressed with you.
Wow. Hey, I've almost done radio once or twice.
Well, to be honest with you, I think we're supposed to do 1 hour, but who knows? It doesn't matter. With that said, though, let's talk a little bit about the NFL playoffs. We'll get back to the dogs here in just a second. We're in Athens for the celebration today. We got two games, guys. And Chris just sent me this in regards to Deshaun Watson, which I haven't had a chance to look at yet. But apparently
he's coming to Georgia?
No. Uh-huh. Brian Flores, with him being out in Miami, everybody thinks that he's going to end up with the Texans.
Ooh.
Because he was the one that wanted Deshaun Watson to trade, to make the trade
correct.
While he was in
That's
Miami.
The falling out in Miami.
So,
amongst other things.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Nick Caserio, who's the GM with the Texans, and Flores worked together in New England. Okay? So there's a history. Jack at Easterby as well. There's a history.
Can you, I mean, he's got that connection. That's not the only guy that would take that job right now because you can't trust anybody in that organization.
Well, I don't know if they can work together. Here's the deal. Caserio is not going to give, I don't think, player personnel power to a new head coach. He didn't do it to Cully because he was a one-year guy. Point is, that is something that's out there, and Adam Schefter's reporting, you know, that – with Flores being out, Deshaun Watson, his value being diminished now, and you're not sure whether he's going to be back with the Texans or not, maybe Flores doesn't take that job. So it's just something that's circulating as the coaching circles continue. What do you guys think about the games today, these two wild card games?
Well, I think just the visual, Mike, of Dallas and San Francisco on a field together. There is something.
You wish it was a candlestick, right?
I mean, this is for guys our age, Carl, right? I mean, this visual of this. Kyle Shanahan was talking about how guys, today's player doesn't know what this rivalry has been in the playoffs. You know, I mean, they don't know and understand that this has been some of the most important football games we've watched over the last 30 years.
Well, his dad was the coordinator for the 49ers. Yes.
And
Kyle's
for Mike Shanahan,
And
so the people, I got news for everybody came from Bill Walton. I mean, Andy Reid and everybody else, they all came from
his coaching tree is it's a cedar. It's a redwood.
This is an interesting matchup, don't you think, Mike? Like, San Francisco is a team that feels like they could pick just about anybody off right now.
They're hot. Feel like honestly, I'm with you. And I think, you know, I said this to Carl yesterday. We spoke with Dave Archer. It's Shanahan versus Quinn. I mean, for Falcon fans, it's like, you know, I said to Carl, maybe I'm being petty. Maybe I'm being like that guy. I really want to see Quinn lose and the Cowboys take it in the hanky. I know, Carl, I can't quit you, Shanahan. We always joke around. But if this is a chess match, I mean, I got to go advantage Shanahan on this one. Even though you got Micah Parsons going from sideline to sideline, making plays all over the place. Dan Quinn is great. Just don't let him pick the ingredients.
Right.
You know, let him coach, but don't let him pick the personnel, I guess, is the argument.
Parsons is so good, he's going to get Dan Quinn a head coaching job in the NFL. That's how good that guy has been this year.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because you and I have both done national. You do the show on Sunday. Tomorrow you got to work. Man, you're working 7 days a week, bro.
Yeah, tell me
about it. But we do shows in other cities, and they ask you about Dan Quinn. It's like, I don't want to be like miserable, Carl, but it's like, well, Dan makes some really bad in-game decisions. And, you know, the parable is, well, Belichick learned his lesson in Cleveland, and your second time around, you know what you're doing. But only Belichick did that. Other guys get a second job and fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot more Dick Gerons and Chan Gailey's than there are, you know.
That's a good pull.
You know, guys like that. Right. So the guys have been successful.
That's why Dennis Allen can't get a job. I mean, who's it? The Saints defensive coordinator. Script. I mean, this is a guy who I got the one guy in the NFL who can figure out Tom Brady, but he can't get arrested because he's the head coach and he flamed out.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you guys this. Earlier in the week, I did a radio show up in Denver, and Dan Quinn apparently is going to interview there.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's already won over a lot of people with what he's done in Dallas.
Right.
So one of the things they asked me, and this was interesting, is they have a quarterback issue in Denver. And they said, well, you know, is Matt Ryan available? And would the Falcons even think about potentially trading him? Because if Quinn gets this job in Denver, that's the number one thing he's got to answer. When he came here, he had a veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan. He didn't have to worry about that. They've got to solve that problem. And so we had that conversation, and I thought it was interesting. But I said to them, and I'll say this to our audience, you know, it's not the best solution for the Falcons. We all know what the cap number is and how that's going to affect the team. But if you can find a trade partner, and someone who has a history with Matt, like Dan Quinn, and he can go to a team that has a really good defense, by the way. Denver's has a really good defense.
They have everything but a quarterback.
But a quarterback.
It
could be interesting that if that happens, maybe that's something that could get worked out. Now, again, we're not going to, you know, tell you that's going to happen, but we did talk about that this week. And I thought, Mike, you know, the fact that Denver's really interested, you're right, John. He's going to end up as a head coach.
Oh, yeah. But by the way, the only job he's turned down is the Jaguars interview.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, he turned down an interview. But
ownership.
But isn't it in the NFL the way usually you go defense and you go offense? So two defensive coordinators in a row after Fangio, that's the one thing I would say. It's kind of weird.
I think it's a little different, though. Don't you think now in today's NFL you're looking for the hot guy?
But you've got to figure out the offense. Like you said, Denver, I mean, you know, they squandered Von Miller's best years and everybody else on that defense, Carl. They got to go fix the quarterback position. They also got the draft right. It's not a good draft for quarterback. So that makes the Matt Ryan thing makes more sense in Denver than Pittsburgh or anywhere else.
Yeah. It is always funny when the guy that was your team's head coach, like Dan Quinn for us. Good luck, Denver. That's all I'll tell you. I mean, if you bring Dan Quinn in, good luck to you.
Well, here's the deal.
Good luck.
You have to understand this. It's Dukes and Bell. John Chuckery's out here with us, guys. We're live in Athens for the parade today. Lots of dog fans hanging out with us. Lots of fans of our radio station. Thank you guys for coming out. Here's the deal. Vic Fangio was not good. Not good with the media. He was short. They didn't like him. And I say all of this to say it's the guy you have that you go, well, we don't like this guy. And what happens? The new guy comes in. We've had experience with DQ, but they haven't. And
but
they're going to go.
Is so media savvy.
And he's going to be a guy that they like.
And when you're 7-9 or 7-10.
Well, the record doesn't matter now. It's about going from what you have to what you get.
There comes a point where do right longer and Fast and Furious and Hunger Games and the Bears lose.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, that's embrace the suck. You know, all those things catch up to you if you don't start winning football.
You're going
to
trigger Squid Billy. He liked Dan Quinn. But anyway, yeah, so it's...
No, listen, I like Dan Quinn.
We all like Dan Quinn.
That's not the issue. We just didn't get it done. Right.
We'd like... By the way, one of the best people in the world is Mike Smith. We saw him at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Mike Smith is like the guy you want to have a beer with. He grew the beard out. I'm like, we get you down to Sloppy Joe's. You win the Hemingway lookalike contest. Right. Mike Smith goes, how much does that pay? You know, they're good guys. The only guy that was a... Kirk was Petrino.
Yeah.
I mean, even Mora. I know Mora rubbed some guys the wrong way, but Mora was a party with Mora in Tokyo in 2005.
Yeah.
Carl, they're all good guys. It's just a matter of, at some point, though, the rubber has hit the road, speaking of Dan Quinnisms. And Dan, unfortunately, is all style over substance. You're on the Titanic. It's going down. Just one thing I like, guys, some guys in this town are not sold on Arthur Smith. We have Arthur on every week. I like the fact that Arthur Smith does not sugarcoat stuff. He just tells it like it is.
Yeah.
He's not going to – Dan Quinn could be like, oh, no, remember you and I had the offensive line battle one year? We didn't have a center.
No, it was a guard.
It was a guard. It was LaVitre and who else?
Yeah.
And
Chester on the Super Bowl.
And Quinn, every day we'd ask him at practice. Quinn's like, oh, it's a real robust battle. The guys were fired up today. Well, who's going to freaking play guard? You know what I mean? At least with Arthur Smith, you know where you stand. And I just think, to your point, Carl, Dan Quinn will go to another city and check all the boxes in the media, and he'll get the job.
No, I don't. Listen, guys, his resume speaks for itself. We have a bias because it went to crap at the end. He won Super Bowls with Seattle.
Right.
He became a head coach and took a team to a Super Bowl. He's now the defensive coordinator of one of the best defenses in the NFL. He's going to get a job.
I thought Miami would be the play because general manager, I could see Dan Quinn going, I can work with Greer. Just like you said, I can work with Thomas. The first thing I said to Dan Quinn at the introductory press conference, I go, watch your back. And he looked at me like, what? I said, watch your back with this guy. And Quinn literally turned his head like a dog. You know, and I think history played out.
Yeah,
I know how you feel. I get it. And a lot of people feel the same way, John. But here's the deal. He's not coming back to Atlanta.
No, we're talking about good shit.
We sound like an ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend right now, but that's because we came up short in the Super Bowl.
Because we lived it every day. We had to live it every day and see it. So, I couldn't be happy with the guy we have in place right now.
I agree. Arthur Smith, guys, is the right guy. We just got to get better players.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're live in Athens. We're going to talk more about the Dogs. We'll let you hear from some of these guys as well, Kirby included. Getting ready for the parade. We are at Grindhouse. All right, right here off of South Lumpkin. Put your hands together. We're having a good time. Mm-hmm. We're coming back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.